Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.
From KQED.
Right now, passing overhead are thousands of Vox's swifts. They superficially resemble swallows, and both survive by eating flying insects. Swifts are mostly drab and look like cigars with swept-back fluttering wings. Swallows have thicker wings and often flash some color. Swifts fly higher and do everything in the air, including copulating. An old-world swift, the Alpine, was found to fly for over 6 months without landing and even slept in the air. Vox's swifts breed locally and all the way up to southeast Alaska and are now heading to Central America to overwinter. And that's what happens if you're an insect eater. In the cold season, you gotta move or hibernate. Traditionally, these migrating swifts would spend the night in gregarious groups inside hollowed-out huge trees in old-growth forest. Well, surprise, surprise, those forests have been disappearing rapidly in the last 100 years. So the birds have taken to roosting nightly in abandoned chimneys, but not just any chimney. The chimneys that work for them were built before World War II. What? Well, after the war, the inside of chimneys started to be lined with smooth concrete, which makes it difficult for the birds to gain purchase. Kids at the Chapman Elementary School in Portland, Oregon, opted to wear sweaters and hats in the classroom rather than turn on the school's heater and drive the birds out. Eventually, the Audubon Society raised money for an alternative heater. This now dedicated chimney supports the largest number of roosting swifts in the country, up to 16,000 nightly. Hundreds of folks gather to watch the evening show throughout September into October. And here in the North Bay, the Rio Lindo Adventist Academy in Healdsburg and the McNear's Brickyard in San Rafael have the ideal abandoned chimneys attracting many swifts each evening. Unfortunately for South Bay dwellers, there's nothing comparable that has yet been discovered. But that could be good news, because maybe the swifts are finding plenty of roosting spots in recovering or protected forest. This is Michael Ellis with a perspective.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities with access to high-speed internet and digital equity initiatives to help people get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.